ask you to bless this offering. We are thankful for your love and kindness that we feel in the best of those blessings to the benefit.
Up called Better. Now, this week we're serious mess, and that's really about you. But we're going to dive right just to ask our Lord and help us. And you know, each week we like someone that relationship with Jesus our life better. Isn't that really what it's about? Jesus' lives. You know, we can fully see his power. It makes life better. First, with God can begin to make better priority. We see life correct. We put the first things to do that stuff. And then, two, we just map with by choosing better relationships to experience the life God wants us to have. And then, we can help us make a better choice. Know as we map, especially relationships. And this morning, we're going to finish with a mess. Now, in Christians, the word often correct. We think of witness as our life. It's not. When you think of it in court, make a witness. To testify, to talk about your experience with a friend, you witness something with to mean Jesus and his and the way he has affected life. You determine what witness is by the way you live your life. With the life that Jesus has called you to live. And you live a very sinful, open life, and you people, well, apparently he's done nothing for you. And as a father, I didn't know important to see because I had my second child. Have your child, that happens, you go to trying to find somebody to stick, right? I did it. And of course, Peter is gone, and it's just Jacob. It becomes a letter whether Jacob did it. And Jeff both did say it was. But in we're always looking for a witness. We're looking to somebody to then in to the matters of fact under the inquiry. We want to happen what a fact in life. And maybe a witness a had to give a statement of what you said. Maybe witness to event and you've been. I had to get shares. And the Bible talks a lot about witness. A lot in the wind, but instead the witnesses to the power crucified Jesus. And do we truly ever talk about that power? Witness. And as a follower of Jesus, man to be for Christ. It's not really an option. In fact, when Jesus his before he ascends into heaven is to be a witness. Not just I see it, but go tell people. And in the fundamental job as a Christian, be a witness. Your job is to Jesus. And to be that credibleness. Being a Christian in its simple form is with us, sharing what he has done in you have it. It is offering up evidence of your own that values Jesus who he said he is. You know what Jesus has done for you. Change the book to this mandate that it was his father for us now. In Acts 1:8, our Holy Spirit comes on you. And you are with Jerusalem and in all Judea and into the earth. You've heard that before. But never what he does. Commanding you to others. And Jesus tell his followers to receive the Spirit. That Spirit will empower them to bless. Do you have the Spirit to help? To give you strength and courage. Jesus them to share news about him. Their experiences with him. The great for words. And martyrs can actually be transformed. And as early Christians demonstrate, they were. But we're not willing to go out into Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of all people, which was Jerusalem, to as far as we're supposed to look beyond these walls that we're today. Our fundamental job is not to gather in the community. It's your focus as a Christian. Now I want you to come, some you do, but the real point is take. That's what really matters. The message is to show by sharing Jesus with everybody you can. You know, we're not meant to be advocates for the transforming power of Jesus in our lives. That's not y'all. This is the way it is in the world to talk about Jesus, isn't it? Beg about church. What about when you're address you because to tell people. And you talk here, talk, you know. There are certainly many things that Jesus wants us to focus on. We need to spend time in prayer. Go to the faces to look for any way possible that we can through your words and your deeds. This is Jesus, the Christ of Jesus, the hope we have will be the of Jesus. We're told him that he's in need of healing and restoration. Forgetful. How many of you have heard of D.L. Moody? You know, he's since passed. A man on the Mount of Transfiguration for 5 years, and he was going to brag. You know about people like that? Well, I'm 50. Well, good for you. I've always lived for Jesus. And it was this last year. Well, they don't know. You know, he said, have you saved any? But anybody says, I don't know that I have. Ever. I don't want that kind of mountaintop experience when I'm down to something wrong. Can't think we're so good that we are pet. Don't matter. We came out of the planet of the safe house and we served over to the whole down. And that's right. And it wasn't just giving them a meal, it was talking. You know, we went in and one of the things they taste them. It's they picked me up off the ground. They followed me there. We met people named simply by some conversation. Perhaps we need to tell us better. We need to commit to giving and to Christ to four people, both near and far. Because we are the light of the world. About it means to be a witness. In fact, in the middle of famous sermon, Jesus, they have a very important darkness. Matthew 5. The light of the world can't be hidden. Neither do people like put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in that they may see your good deeds and glorify. So, have you ever thought how important light is? But it's dark. Yeah. When you're without it, things are very difficult to accomplish. Our thing was to go explore caves in the mountains we lived in. So we were for this. My dad worked in a flag and flashlights. And we came one, we'd never a hole that went down, and I said, off the climb's there. Well, we didn't really thought a piece of two. And so I get on to the end of it, and my friend's over, and I'm going over to another one. I did about 6 foot of rope to get over. It gives me up 6 is not enough. And the end rope goes by. Stop. But when he stopped me, I dropped my light. And I thought him. Dog was that couldn't even, he didn't even have his light because he had dropped the rope. I learned very well. And I could see the entrance to the cave. I had a lot of light. I knew where I'd go. Dark, all that. And I haven't been seen. God, you know, turns out I get scared. You know how they say, listen, it is. But in reality, the emphasis of words. As people be clearly understood by the living of if I had either time or they had to light something. Light or a candle. Light was a precious thing. Something that was taken for granted. Jesus born in darkness. And we think of that. How many of you have ever seen how bad it's gotten or how dark our world is? What are we doing to shine light at dark? Talking about the light. Talking about it will not make it any more light. We present in us, it'll never change. Was there. He came into a people of sin, and he was the only source of true light. His way of life, you know, like in the dark, you know how even a small light, everything's what I do. Aren't you glad he did that for you? The only more about when you place your faith and hope and trust is, I have light that's me living inside of you. Spur on to more. Jesus says a city on can't be. Jesus preaches this message, he's more likely in the hill, the ancient Near East, and there's a cities were often built hill in the area of invasion, but it also made it very visible. Place of those cities was important because when you're traveling, it's where you were headed. You knew you were going to the light. Light guides a ship. Again, into the light. God, Jesus, have been motion called Safed. And it was some five of us would be everybody. When you're out in the world, it's not even any good for you. The woman, the darkness, to light the way for us, on a place of refuge and protection. Light is visible to all as a city placed on a high when you leave Jesus. But you can't be ashamed. It's our problem. Certain people, we're afraid they won't be our friends anymore. They're friends. Okay? Greatest this year is the fear of what others think. Might be embarrassed, then you're just ashamed. Some might be bought our convictions. Some of us are come to afraid of what people will think. All one of these reason for his willingness to live boldly for the gospel. Because God based on who the Jew and then to the Gentile. Him today. Are you glad you're saved? Yes, you're not. It's often the case. Paul will be silenced. He will not hide his faith. We know for anyone who believes in Jesus. People's eternities are at stake. God is with us to strengthen us and where these are. Right, brother. He says these are the basic questions to ask. He says just the fear of failure. Okay. And here he said, does this fear come basically from a fault or those of others? Who hope and we are, right? They know who we are concerned about what they'll think about us. There's no change in you. If you have treated and there's remembrance contact with the Savior of the world, and you say, that was okay. We still have that problem. We have then right remembrance comfort faithfulness, then to efficiency. He's faithful. For me, believe in the power of the Spirit that was within you. God have lost the power of the Holy Spirit because of it. We don't talk about this power that we have. We have the Spirit. I'm glad we've got past the point where we can't say hallelujah. Spirit convicting you. One hour should be into it. You know, they say remember more successful than Jesus Christ was. I think we don't afraid. You think Jesus was rejected? That's stopping because he saved my soul through that rejection. You know, you see churches that did see that life's going to be better, and it's. Oh, I don't remember reading that anywhere in the Bible. Instead of Jesus had trouble, but take the world through to hell trouble. God has blessed me by knowing that it's going to be here on earth. And we should be telling everyone that. Believe them, and when things get hard, they're there to help me. They're going to around and they're going to pick me up and dust me off and when I went or snag my cancer treatments. And I'm somebody that did that. And then he says, do our things when we use him. Isn't it right? Because I think that often as bad as I am, I've stayed. He'll use you and transform you. Help most of you. No matter what you've done. Jesus is being, he says, if anyone is ashamed of me, the word will just be ashamed. When he comes, there's those snot out of me. I'm just telling you. If I'm a witness, then I'm simply being ashamed. If I did, Jesus is going to stand before God and say, I'm ashamed. Realize that if it wasn't for Jesus, I'm great because of the person I am. Because I'm be white. But are we all sin? For the Jesus, wait a minute, Dad. Don't wipe that. I went to the cross for them. That's enough reason for me to get up here and do it. Here, that Jesus loves them. And if they are lying, that Jesus loves me and I'm not ashamed. Hold in the good Jesus Christ. It's in here. The good news that by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, I have forgiveness. We've experienced. We are witnesses. We're here for great need. And it's. Who is the person in your life? What is the thing you can do to be a better witness to the world? Look to Christ and take it. You know, he left us. The truth is, we will have a beer on our relationships and better choices. And because we're serious, we will naturally be a better. You get right. And then you get choice. Your life will line up. You'll have no reason not to witness. We'll bear witness to him and up to Jesus. You want to be better? want to think, would you? You first have to start with that relationship with Him. First, hold to that power. And I want you to, if that don't Holy Spirit, you can come forward, confess Him as God, and you fall into the likeness of Jesus. You know, we more of years ago. Something in his life. It was really true at the 8:30 service. You're in a never tap into it. You knew what we do is say, Lord, the spirit that is within me will be seen. I come out of this room where it is so dark and so hard. In the room right now, there are people going through hard. You're fine. Marriages are pains and death and loss. Here we have a Savior that's have us. That's you. And you just that you'll come to Jesus today. And the hope. Because without hope, if you make a decision for Jesus, you can do that. And that to give you the fire. Better. Let's make that choice. Not just once, not at VBS, but choosing Him.
That we might call it just, He humbled Himself and us. Love so amazing, love so amazing,
after me, and then she says she has something she says. So, I believe that Jesus is
that Christ, a living God.
Amen.
Amen. I'm shy, and I told Him I didn't want this. I want to say it's hard to walk. I let the granddaughter out. Walk well. And you're not dressed like you want to be. That's embarrassing. I'm not that type of person. I'm ready to serve. It's so very important. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. You know, she made a very valid point. On the weekend, we have a volunteer fair. Were you there? Did you coach up something? But there are you for kids to the youth, to being greeter, working behind, outside mowing the yard. I understand the hours it goes in. You know, folks, some of us think we can cook. So we're chill for you to come, you get a ticket. To try to believe to how you like the best or cake or whatever they made. But as we come, 5 o'clock, right? 5 o'clock. Be here at 5. Hey, man, you'll be 5 o'clock.
But don't show up before 5.
Show up. Nope. Show everybody. Show up. It's going to be a lot of fun. And what I really want to see is what anybody. Well, get to know one another. You know, we need medically. What better way than eating chili and hot dogs? We're going to get out of here in a minute. If you're there, that's you. If you want to talk to me, I'll be up here for a little bit.
Dear God, thank you for the community fellowship. Thank you for so much. Just go out your and just be with us as we live.
My hope is in you.